This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M,
everything Limestone Coast.
Milo's back to talk some more sport across the Limestone Coast.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M. We're talking local sport, and of course, summer sports have got away, and one of them has for the summer series. Mount Gambier Touch Association. They're sponsored by your podiatrist. Good morning, Megan Von Derby.
Good morning.
New home, new atmosphere, new season, and no doubt there's some winners and some losers.
Yeah, we definitely had some good rounds, first rounds. It's always hard to tell first up what's going to happen, but we had Tiki Roos versus Panthers. Tiki Roos come away with the win 11-4. Panthers still waiting on some people to come home from university, so they'll be stronger as the year goes on. And Ben Loaf with 5 for Tiki Roos in that game.
What a way to start the season.
Yeah, Tiki Roos always come out firing, and they're only going to get better as they gel more. A couple of new players, so... yeah, it's always scary when you come up against them.
You were apprehensive about your mob, Tiki Blues.
Yeah, I didn't know if we were fit enough. We've only got together once or twice before the season started, but we come up against Panola and we won 8-6, so I was very happy with that. Luke Johnson scored 3 for us and Jacob Robbie scored 3 for Panola.
3 is the magic word. Tonight at McDonald Park, it will be on again. Round 2, 3 games. What have we got in front of us?
So we've got Panola Eagles versus Giants Grey. Giants Grey are the Div 2 team coming up to play against us. I think Panola will be too good, but it will be a good game, both young teams. Yep. We also have Tiki Tigers versus Panthers. It'll be a very interesting game. Tigers come up against Giants Grey this week and got over the line. So I think they'll possibly get over Panthers, still waiting for their players to come through. And then we have the Roos versus Blues clash with the Tickies. So be very interesting, hard hit out, and I hope my team wins.
Megan, I'm going to go early, and I reckon Panola Eagles is going to be the big improvers this year, so we'll wait and see. I'll keep that on record, and we'll talk about that. And I reckon your mob might get their act together as well, and we might see someone knock off the top Roos. Let's hope everyone just gets together and we have a strong competition, because, as you know, if everybody has a tough game every week, the standard improves, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right, and that's why we're all about kind of mixing up the divisions a little bit as well, so the inexperienced teams get to play against some of the more experienced, and it gives them that little edge up next time they go against someone at their own level.
Megan, may the touch be with you and all the other troops at McDonald Park tonight. We'll catch up next Wednesday morning for a full wrap.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.